Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Lord, we exalt you, we appreciate you. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord, our Father. Lord, we are very grateful. Lord, we magnify you. Thank you for another grace to be among the living soul. Thank you for the dawning of the new day, the 16th in the month of September. Your grace has been our shield and buckler. We bless and appreciate you. We do not take your love for granted. We magnify you. We lay it to our heart to say thank you, Jesus. We bow our heads down and we'll say thank you, Jesus. In humble heart, we'll say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Because you are our love, you are our Father, you are our friend, our shield, our sustenance. We magnify you. Let your name be glorified, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for everything you have done for us, we say thank you, Jesus. We come together and we say thank you, Jesus, for the past, for the present, and the future. We say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 6th day in the month of September 2025. I want us to declare the worst of declarations with me. That in the name of Jesus, the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. As I go out today in the name of Jesus, I will experience the presence of the Lord everywhere I go to in the name of Jesus. I will manifest the grace of God. I will enjoy the grace of God. I will be a carrier of the grace of God in the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord Most High will be evident in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. My place is not in the place of those who are beneath. My place is high above. I will be above and not beneath in Jesus' name. In all I do, in all I represent, the name of the Lord will be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. I sit above principalities and powers, because in Christ Jesus I make my boasting in the name of Jesus Christ. I overcome every challenges of today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord goes ahead of me and helps my weaknesses to give me victory in all I do in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord will come alive on my behalf, because he says none of his word will fall to the ground without fulfilling that which you have sent it to. Every word of the Lord regarding me concerning today will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. I boast in the strength of the Lord. I boast in the grace of the Lord. The strength of the Lord is sufficient for me in all I do. Victory is my portion. Lifting is my portion. Open doors are my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord caused the heaven to open for my sake in the name of Jesus. I am favored on all sides in the name of Jesus. I come in the volume of book that is written of me. That which he has said concerning me today will be fulfilled according to his glory in the name of Jesus. Because I am the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome us once again. Today is the first Saturday in the month of September. The grace of God has kept us thus far. May his name be glorified in Jesus' name. Throughout this week, we have been discussing Jeremiah 33 verse 3, which says, call unto me, I will answer you, I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Our Father in the Lord has explained a lot of things regarding that passage, talking about call unto me. A call is an action that arouses us from sleep to be awakened. That means God is putting a call unto us because we are in a state of sleep and he knows we need to be awake for him to answer us. It means when we refuse to take the action of the call he has called to us, that action will not be manifested in our lives. A call unto me. That make that action of arising from your sleep. He said we should arise from our sleep, arising from empathy, arising from lack of strength to take action so that he can show us that great and mighty things that we do not know, that we cannot even comprehend, that is not even our thoughts. When we make the action to call on to him, he shows us great and mighty things beyond our wildest dream. God is putting a call on to us that we should call on to him according to Jeremiah 33, verse 3. I would like to state something like this. Our daddy has said that God is calling us into a call to prayer. I must tell you, and I must be sincere with you, a call to prayer is not an easy task. It is not a joke at all. A call to prayer is hard for human. A call to prayer is hard to human nature because it's a big deal. The devil knows that prayer is a big deal. Prayer is a place of rescue. Prayer is a place of refuge. Prayer is a place of safety. Prayer is a place of security. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved." The devil knows that prayer is a place of our safety. So it makes prayer a hard work for us. It makes it something difficult for us. It makes us lack strength because you know that is where our safety is. So prayer is hard to human nature because it is a spiritual exercise. It's not a physical thing. This action is an action into the spiritual. A call to prayer is an action into the spiritual. And it is in the spiritual that we can be sustained. Our strength for prayer is sustained in the spiritual by the Spirit of God because it is an exercise that can be sustained in the place of the help of the Holy Spirit. Prayer is a call to war for freedom, for breakthrough, for help, for refreshing, to give an individual edge in the journey of life. So the devil will fight it and use everything to prevent the success of prayer in an individual life because he knows that is our place of freedom, breakthrough and refreshing. Because anyone that is refreshed will have the strength to move without being tired. The oil will be renewed, the strength will be increased on a daily basis. The Bible says we will mount up with wings as eagles when we get to the place of prayer. It is in that place of prayer that we receive our strength to mount up, to soar. Our tiredness is exchanged with the Spirit and the strength of God. So the devil will fight it to prevent us from getting that strength to pray. So the devil knows that this is the place we get strength to journey far. So he uses everything to fight it. Prayer life is not part of human nature. That is the reason we need the Holy Spirit to help our infirmity. Prayer is not human nature. It's a spiritual thing. The Bible says that we do not know how to pray as we ought to. But the Spirit of the Lord helps our infirmity. He helps our weaknesses. He helps our loss of interest to give us interest. He changes our weakness and our feebleness to strength. He takes our frailty and our ailment away and restores it and strengthens it, exchanges it with the strength in God to be able to pray. We do not know how to pray at all, but the Spirit of the Lord teaches us how to pray. Prayer is not the combination of different words. Prayer needs to be prayed according to the Spirit of God. Prayer is communicating the mind of God, the right mind of God, regarding a particular thing, either for an individual or for another person. Without the Spirit of God, we pray amiss. We pray out of order. We pray the wrong prayer without the Spirit of God. I want us to say this prayer. Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Holy Spirit, I cry unto you that you will teach me how to pray. Strengthen me with the strength of prayer, that I will be refreshed in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus knew the importance of prayers more than his disciples. That was the reason he taught them how to pray before leaving. Because he knows without prayer, they cannot be sustained. So he called his disciples and taught them how to pray before leaving. Because prayer is a shield. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities. That is why prayer is a spiritual thing. To be able to tackle spiritual things. To be able to tackle principalities and powers in high places. No one can pray without being taught. You need to be taught by the Spirit of God because the instructions he will give to you might be different from the instructions he will give the other person. That is why we need a place of teaching by the Holy Spirit. You don't need a particular format or a particular area before you can be taught. In that little way you can say, Holy Spirit, in your mind, teach me how to pray. Let the Holy Spirit see that willingness in you. Let the Holy Spirit see that you are ready. The Bible says, my son, give me your heart. When you are ready to give the Holy Spirit your heart, the Holy Spirit teaches you how to pray for you to be refreshed for growth in the journey of life. No one knows the mind of God until it is revealed by the Holy Spirit. That is why we need the Spirit of God in the place of prayer to reveal the mind of God to us part-time. Prayer is hard to the body, but the Spirit of God is ready to help us if we are willing. The people that are ready to journey from prayerlessness to the act of being a prayerful person, the Holy Spirit is ready to help us if we are ready to be refreshed. Zechariah 4 says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. If you are not strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you are not strengthened with might from above, you cannot pray. You will just notice that you are trying it with human effort, but it's becoming harder. It's becoming stressful and strenuous. It looks as if you are worn out in the place of prayer when you want to do it with your strength. But when the Spirit of God helps you, no matter the hours you use in the place of prayer, instead of getting worn out or tired, you will enjoy the refreshing that comes in the place of prayer. Because the Spirit of God energizes us with strength. It is in His strength that we pray, not in our power. It is in His strength to get that tenacity, that ability. He gives us oil to be able to glide in the place of prayer without human effort. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, lift me up in the place of prayer. Strengthen and sustain my life in the place of prayer. I cannot do it without you. Holy Spirit, I cry unto you. Lift me up in the place of prayer. Strengthen me in the place of prayer. And sustain me in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, release your strength to grow above prayerlessness. Release your oil. Release your grace to live above prayerlessness in the journey of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray this prayer again. Holy Spirit, I am relying on you in the place of prayer. Please help me. I am relying on you. I am looking unto you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Teach me how to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Teach me how to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Remember that our righteousness is not in the works. It is not in the works, religious works that you think you are doing or that you might want to engage in. Our righteousness is hidden in Christ Jesus, in the blood that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. So what he's saying is that, the Bible is saying is that, we should run unto him because he is the strong tower. When we run unto him as the righteousness that we have received in the blood of Jesus, we are saved in the place of prayer. So Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me. Awaken, O you slumber. Arise from your sleep and call on the name of Jesus Christ. Call the Holy Spirit in your own way to help you. Holy Spirit, I feel weak. It looks like hard work, but I know you can help me. Arise on my behalf. Teach me how to pray. And when you make this your daily routine, in that little way you can say it, make it a continuous statement. Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to pray. You will see that the Holy Spirit will come to your head and he will help you. I pray for us today in the name of Jesus, that in any way we are struggling, we pray the mind of God, that the Spirit of God will arise to refresh our spirit. The Spirit of God will strengthen us from the inner man. The Spirit of God will grace us with strength to be able to pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name of God, amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want to remind us about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one knows the time or hour. Our righteousness is embedded in the blood of Jesus Christ. We boast, we glory in the blood that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. The death of Jesus Christ will not be in vain, and it should not be in vain, and it cannot be in vain. So this is a call to us to arise from our sleep and give our life to Jesus Christ for our own safety, to secure an eternal home for us in heaven. I pray the Spirit of the Lord will teach us to go to the Lord, to prepare our home in heaven, to be among the righteous that will make it to heaven in the name of Jesus. As we make the decision, the Lord will help us. The Spirit of the Lord will strengthen us to secure ourselves a place in this heavenly home. We will make it. We will not fall in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord will keep us till the very end in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Please, our brethren, we want to use this medium to remind us of our program that will be coming up on Thursday, next week's Thursday, at the same venue by 12 noon. And for those that will not be available around, the link will be posted for the time of prayer. It's a 1 hour prayer. It's going to be a 1 hour prayer, a place of refreshing, a place of call, a place of reawakening, to be refreshed and to be strengthened in the strength of God, to be able to mount up with wings like eagle. The Lord will help us. The Lord will go ahead of us and prepare every one of us on that day for the program. In the name of Jesus, we'll be expecting you. Thank you once again, and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.